I don't think so. We've been talking to the tech, and he's got some ideas on what's going on, but I don't know where we'll be going with it today. I did, yesterday, I did get my hummingbird feeders out. You know, I rinsed them off and filled them up with some sugar water. I got the one hanging here at the front door. When I got the door open, I can sit here and watch it with full view. And then I've got the other one, just like this feeder here. I got it out at the back patio. Well, I'm sitting out on the patio, which I hope to be doing soon. We'll be able to eyeball it. In fact, last year I remember that I brought that patio hummingbird feeder actually in underneath the roof of the patio. So they've got to fly underneath the roof to get to it, and they did, right there on the edge. It keeps it out of the sun and keeps it a little more fresh. So as long as you don't make any moves when they're feeding, they'll stay there and feed on it, especially if they land on the perch. So many don't land on the perch, they'll get their food while they're still flying and fluttering, you know. But if they sit on the perch, that means they're comfortable. I mean, I've been feeding these things for 40 years, you know, somewhere around there, 45 years maybe. So I've got kind of an eyeball for them. So right now we'll be looking for the male hummingbirds. They're the ones that come back to the lower 48 first, from across the Gulf of America. And then following them there, maybe another 2 or 3 weeks will be the females. And that's the same thing when they leave for their holidays in the fall. The males leave first. They're over.